Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8:34, police are urging the people of Cambridgeshire to look closer in order to spot children and young people who are being exploited by County Line's criminals. And together with the Children's Society, the force is raising awareness of how to identify victims and report concerns. Christian O'Brien is a Detective Chief Inspector in Cambridgeshire Police's Intelligence and Specialist Crime Department. He is on the line now. Good morning to you, Christian.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. So unpick this a little bit for me, if you will. How does a County Lines operation work?
OK, so a County Lines operation, it's essentially a business model for supplying Class A drugs generally across the country. So what you'll find is a sort of an urban gang or an organised crime group will have a mobile phone and they'll sit in one of the larger cities. And they'll sell drugs using that phone. So people will contact that phone and then buy drugs. That organised crime gang will then have a network of runners based in sort of smaller towns across the UK. And they'll contact that another phone, so that go and sell drugs to this person at this location.
And I'm fascinated that you describe it as a business operation. It's almost like the Mr. Big, if I can call them that, is sitting in their office somewhere in London or somewhere else, and it's, you know, they're bringing children in to run the branch offices.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's exactly what it is. This is a business to these organised crime groups. They're very good at what they do, and then they exploit the children and the vulnerable adults who are in the smaller towns in order to go and sell their drugs and then take the risk of selling and dealing with these drugs. So they're sat far removed away in their head office, sort of hopefully away from any law enforcement action.
And to continue your analogy, it means that they don't get to meet the customers, do they? Because other people are doing... that side of the work for them.
Yeah, very much so.
So how did the children get caught up in this? I'm wondering if there's a typical child who the drug runners will look to.
And this problem, there is no perfect victim. And again, because it's a business model, these gangs are often very good and very polished at what they do. But they look to identify who they might appear to be a vulnerable child or a vulnerable adult. And then they groom them into promises of money, friendship, status. They'll first of all start off showering them with gifts, make them feel very, very important, until they get to the stage where these children, these vulnerable adults, think that these new associates, new friends, are really they like them a lot, they're very important, and then they start delivering drugs for them across the country.
Because they're given that element of trust, I suppose, and being treated as an adult. And it's kind of intoxicating for them. How do we spot them? I mean, is it the kind of thing that if I'm out walking out one night in Cambridge, coming out of the pub, am I going to bump into a kid selling me? How does it all work?
So I think this thing, you know, what we're asking the public to do through the look closer, working with the Children's Society, is just looking around about you and looking for what is not right in your society, particularly sort of children, vulnerable adults. They may be travelling alone, particularly in school hours, either late at night. They may look lost or unfamiliar surroundings. They may appear anxious or frightened, because a lot of these children are probably going to be in a town or city where they don't live. So they're not necessarily going to know where they're going. Looking for, you know, people carrying lots of cash, a number of different phones. They may have two or three different phones that they're in control of. And it's really just about, you know, what doesn't look right in your community, in particular around sort of bus stations, train stations, fast food outlets, or all these people that they're going to have to congregate in order to eat or travel through.
And these things, I guess they do stand out, because I often think that, I'm thinking to myself, I cannot really remember the last time anybody ever offered me any drugs. It happened when I lived in London, I said go away. But I just can't imagine that around Cambridge and the kind of places where I might go. Is it looking out and sort of keeping the eyes more peeled, or is it simply that the thing which doesn't look right within the context that you're in?
It's very much about looking at what's not right in the context that you're in. The very model means that you won't necessarily be walking up to somebody on the street and offer them drugs, because it's all done through these phone lines. So it will be the customers that want to buy the drugs will make contact with the number in the big city, and the big city will then ring the child or vulnerable person and go, you've got a customer here, go here, sell them this.
And it's so Cambridge's,
it's quite closed network in that respect.
It is Cambridge's relative proximity to London a factor here? Or put another way, does the Cambridgeshire force get to see more of this than, say, some other forces, which are, I don't know, deeper into the English countryside?
Yeah, so whilst it's not just London that we've got issues with, it's any sort of big city, but the proximity to London is an issue. I think Cambridge in particular is probably the eighth biggest exporter from London for county lines across the country. But anywhere where there's good networks of travel through trains or hire cars or anything like that, or motorways, is at risk of this county lines operation.
Have they sort of tapped into, is it literally just because there's an excellent train service from London to Cambridge, you can be here in 15 minutes. Is it that, or is it also like the population of Cambridge? You know, we've got a young student population here. Is that quite, your guys in their head office, are they thinking them to themselves, oh, we should tap that up?
But very much so. Right. Again, it's not just Cambridge, it's not just Peterborough. You know, it's any sort of city or town in the country that's got any good network links to any big city is where the problem is. And these guys and girls in the head office, you know, again, they're very adept at what they do, and they do look at sort of the community and the population of all of these towns and cities. And if they've not got a drug dealing operation in there, then they'll put one in there.
Mm. What should we do? I mean, I live very close to the rail station. Sometimes spot something that I think to myself, is that right? I'm not sure. I'll be keeping my eyes open. What if I do think I suspected I've just seen a group of kids who are in this gang and line of work? What should I do?
So I'd say I'll be contacting the police. Certainly, if it's at the train stations, then it's very easy to contact sort of British Transport Police. Again, coming through sort of your local police force, we'll have non-emergency and emergency numbers. If you think something requires urgent attention because it's happening there and then I'd encourage the emergency contact number. If you don't think it needs to happen there and then you've got non-emergency phone numbers, or quite often forces have online contacts you can come into and speak on web chats, and certainly Cambridge do have that.
I know you have had some success in this area, breaking up some of the gangs, but what happens to the children, those who find themselves caught up in county lines? And is it where, you know, your friends, the people you're working with here within the Children's Society, get to do their bit to try and make sure that they don't go back? Because presumably they'll be the criminals will be aware of somebody who's worked with county lines before, and might they simply just go back and tap them up again?
And this is part of the problem. So what we're very big on, certainly within Cambridge, and I know other forces, are looking to, when we get these people arrested and in police custody, we look at, well, actually, are you being exploited? And if we identify that they've been exploited, then we start to work with a range of sort of partner agencies to try and understand how they've been exploited, and then put support in place for them and their families to start helping them to try and rebuild their lives and remove them from that exploitation cycle.
Amazing. Sorry, I don't even think we asked this, but what age are we talking about here with these kids?
So typically within Cambridgeshire, we are seeing children sort of, you know, 13, 14, 15, as young as that, being exploited and sort of delivering these drugs for these gangs.
Mm. Wow.
Fascinating area. Christian, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning. I'm wondering if there's somewhere, some online help, if we want some more information that we can possibly swat up on and to detail some of the signs of this that you've told us to look out for this morning.
Yes, of course. So Cambridge Police have been running sort of a campaign with the Children's Society for the last week. So if people search up hashtag look closer, also the Children's Society and also other organisations such as Fearless, all give good information about what parents in particular can look for and how you can help your children.
Okay, well, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Christian O'Brien, a Detective Chief Inspector of Cambridgeshire Police within the Intelligence and Specialist Crime Department. And that takes us to 8:43 now.